What is work-life balance? Why healthy work-life balance matters? And how to improve it? This is what we talk about in this episode. Welcome to Minutes of Fact podcast. Improving your work-life balance means taking a good hard look at how you are spending your time and making deliberate changes to prioritize what's most important to you. Working on improving your work-life balance is like pressing pause on a hamster wheel of life and giving yourself permission to prioritize your well-being. It means recognizing that you are not a robot and that your mental health matters just as much as your productivity. When you make space of things outside of work, whether it's catching up with friends, taking a yoga class, or even just spending 10 minutes in silence with a cup of tea, you are giving your mind the opportunity it needs to reset. And that reset is what helps you show up for life, work included, in a way that feels more sustainable and enjoyable. Healthy work-life balance is essential because it's the foundation of living a well-rounded and fulfilling life. When you strike the right balance, you are able to meet the demands of your career while also making room for the relationships, activities, and personal needs that make life meaningful. Balance means finding a rhythm that works for you, where you can give your energy and attention for what truly matters in all areas of your life. It's about creating a life where you are not just existing to meet deadlines or tick off to-do lists, but genuinely thriving. Improving your work-life balance allows your mind to rest and reset, which is crucial for your emotional resilience. It creates room for things that bring you happiness and reduce stress, like spending time with loved ones, engaging in hobbies, or simply relaxing without an agenda. When you make a conscious effort for prioritized balance, you are not just improving your day-to-day experience, you are also safeguarding your mental health for the long term. You are giving yourself the chance to approach challenges with a clearer head, which helps you make decisions more effectively and handle stress in a healthy way. Now let's talk about how to improve your work-life balance. First step first, set clear boundaries between work and personal time. That means defining when your workday begins and ends and sticking to it. If you're always available for work, you risk letting it creep into every corner of your life, leaving very little room for rest or enjoyment. This ensures you have time to switch off mentally and physically, allowing you to recharge. Do this by setting specific working hours and communicating them to colleagues and clients. Then, prioritize your time. Time is your most valuable resource, and when it's wasted, you can't get it back. So spend it on what matters most to you. Prioritizing means identifying your top priorities, both at work and in life, and focusing your energy on those, which prevents you from getting bogged down in less important tasks, so you can make meaningful progress where it counts. And don't overcommit. Overcommitting, whether it's taking on extra tasks at work or agreeing to every social invitation, leaves you with very little time for yourself. So don't do it. It can feel uncomfortable at first, especially if you are a people pleaser, but saying no helps you protect your time and energy. In addition to that, make time for meaningful relationships. Your relationships are a vital part of your well-being, but they can easily fall by the wayside when work takes over. Prioritizing time for loved ones strengthens connections and creates a support network that helps you navigate life's challenges, and it serves to remind you of what truly matters and provides a sense of belonging. And essentially, prioritize your self-care. Self-care isn't selfish, it's necessary, and your needs are just as important as your responsibilities. Making your self-care a high priority is crucial for maintaining balance and protecting your mental health. It's about intentionally making time for activities that recharge you, whether that's exercise, hobbies, or simply moments of quiet reflection. On top of that, limit distractions. Distractions can eat up your time and make it harder to maintain balance. Limiting them helps you stay focused, get tasks done more efficiently, and free up time for other priorities. Identify your biggest distractions like social media, constant notifications, or cluttered workspace, and find ways to minimize them. Moreover, embrace the power of good enough. Perfectionism is the enemy of balance because the pursuit of perfection often leads to overworking and unnecessary stress. On the other hand, accepting good enough allows you to focus on what truly matters. In addition to that, have a shutdown ritual, which simply means symbolically ending your workday. Something that signals to your brain that it's time to shift from work mode to personal time. Even if your workspace is just a corner of your home, create a small, consistent routine for yourself, like shutting down your computer, tidying your desk, or writing a quick note about tomorrow's priorities. And don't forget to use your paid time off wisely. Your annual leave is there for a reason, so use it. Taking time off is crucial for recharging and preventing burnout, because it gives you the opportunity to step away from work and focus on rest, travel, or simply spending time with loved ones. And finally, cultivate joy in the everyday. One of the most overlooked aspects of work-life balance is finding joy in the small moments. Balance isn't just about the big stuff. It's about appreciating the little things that make life worthwhile. This is about shifting your focus from getting through the day to truly experiencing it. Thank you for your time and support. Join our community on Instagram for daily content and real exchange. Stay safe, stay healthy, and talk to you next time.